هذا الموت.
请弟兄姊妹翻到出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
从第一节读到第六节。
We're going to read from verse 1 through verse 6.
第三章第一节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 1.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶托尔的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law.The priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, this mountain of God.
耶和华使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧灼，却没有烧毁。
The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed.
摩西说我要过去看这大异象。
So Moses says, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight.
这荆棘为何没有被烧坏呢？
Why the bush is not burned up?
耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西摩西，他说我在这里。
When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him,from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, Here I am.
神说不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
Then he said, Do not come near here. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is a holy ground.
又说我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上帘，因为怕看见神。
He said also, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
我们再翻到希伯来书第十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter
12. 28节、29节。
Hebrew 20, chapter 12, 28, 29.
所以我们既得了不能震动的果，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude, by which we may offer to God an acceptable sacrifice with reverence and awe.
因为我们的神乃是烈火。
For our God is consuming fire.
为什么我们要存着感恩的心，用个喜乐的心来侍奉我们的神呢？
Why do we need to have the heart of gratitude to serve the Lord?
也要用一个虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉我们的神。
And with the reverence and awe.
因为我们的神是烈火。
Because our God is consuming fire.
因为我们的神是烈火。
Because our God is fire.
我请我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow and have prayer.
所以我们感谢你下午这点时间你在呼召你的儿女一同聚在你的跟前。
Thank you, Lord, for this afternoon you call us again to gather together before you.
每次来到你面前我们仍然需要你宝血再次的遮盖我们。
Whenever we come to you, we need your blood to cover us.
因为只有借着你的血我们才能够来到恩座前才能够来到宝座的面前来向你感谢向你赞美。
Because we can only come to the throne of grace to thank you by the blood.
只有靠着你血，我们才能侍奉你，我们才能够来享受你要所赐给我们一切的恩典。
We can only serve you and enjoy your grace through your blood.
我们感谢你，今天耶稣的血已经在我们身上成为一个蒙拯救的记号。
Thank you for you give us a sign of being the redeemed through the blood.
因此我们可以坦然无惧来到面前来向你仰望。
That we can come to you to look to you.
但下午这点时间仍然借着你恩典的话语再次开我们里面的心窍。
May you use your word to open our heart.
好，叫我们心真是能够看见你是我们的意象。
So that our heart can see that you are our vision.
你是我们心中的至宝。
You are the treasure in our heart.
你是我们的所爱的主。
You are our loving Savior.
好，叫我们知道更多的爱你，来侍奉你。
So that we may know how to love you more and serve you.
需这点时间，你保守每一个心怀意念。
We ask you to protect and keep everybody's thought and heart.
叫你的话能够有落脚之处。
So that your word can land in the heart.
你的话在我们里面能够发生功用。
And it will grow to effectiveness.
让我们在生活在侍奉里面能因着你话语的亮光。
So that in our walk and in our service, through your word, through your word,
来跟随你。
So that we can follow you.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
往下我们仍然继续和弟兄姊妹一同再来看一点关于摩西的事。
I'd like to share with you something about Moses.
我们说摩西呢，乃是说到一个侍奉神的人。
When we talk about Moses, we talk about a servant of God.
不仅他是一个侍奉神的人，他也是一个侍奉神的一个榜样。
Not only he served the Lord, also God set him as an example for those who served him.
我们从摩西的历史经历里面，我们看见神是怎样来预备这个侍奉神的人，这一个器皿。
In his experience, we know how God prepared a person who served him.
神如何在他身上来做工。
How God worked through him, in him.
最后能够成为一个神所使用的一个人。
In the end, God can use him.
因为他的经历说到一个每一个人侍奉神的该有的一些经历。
Because his experience should be the experience of all who serve him.
也是说到神在那些要侍奉神身上的一些工作一个原则。
And also through his experience, God will show us the principle of his works in those ones who serve him.
上次我们讲到当摩西出生的时候。
Last time we mentioned that when he was born,
法老王要杀害凡是所有希伯来人刚出生的婴孩。
Pharaoh king wanted to kill all newborn boys.
他父母先把他隐藏了三个月。
And his parents hid him 3 months.
当不能再隐藏的时候，就把它放在一个蒲草箱的里面。
When they cannot hide him anymore, they put it into an ark.
然后就把它放在河里面。
And put it in the river.
我们看见因着神主权的安排。
But we see it because the sovereignty of the Lord.
他被法老女儿从水里面拉出来。
The daughter of Pharaoh drew him out of the water.
而把他带到埃及的王宫里面。养育他
and brought him to the palace of Hero and raised him up.
我们说到摩西被从水里拉出来，这乃是说到他是一个从死亡里面出来一个人。
We mentioned that Moses was drawn from the water. The meaning is that he was drawn from the death.
因为这个婴孩按着命运来说，他应该是死亡的。
Because based on destiny, the baby was supposed to die.
但因着神主权的缘故，他被从水里拉出来。
Because God's sovereignty, he was drawn out of the water.
这是说到一个侍奉神，他头一个经历必须有从死里复活的生命。
It talks about the experience of those who serve the Lord. He had to have the resurrection experience.
必须有重生得救的一个经历。
He had to have this born again experience.
是一个有神生命的一个人。
He had to have this God's life in him.
是因这个生命才能够来侍奉神。
Because only by this life we can serve the Lord.
那第二方面，我们看见他被带到王宫，埃及的王宫里面。
Secondly, we saw that he was brought into the palace of the Pharaoh.
我们看见这个王宫所代表这个世界，在那里给他一些训练。
We know this palace represents the world, and God used it to train him.
把他训练一个成为一个非常有学问的人。
So that he was trained to be a very educated person.
成为说话行事都有大能的一个人。
He was mighty in works and in deeds.
并且他在埃及王宫里面享受埃及一切丰富。
And he also enjoyed all the abundance in the palace.
享受一些荣华富贵。
He enjoyed all the good things.
但是我们看见神开他眼睛。
But one day God opened his eyes.
他看见在王宫里面那些生活不过是一种醉中之乐而已。
He saw all the lifestyle in the palace is nothing but the pleasure of sin.
所以他就从王宫里面出来。
So he came out of the palace.
那说到一个侍奉神的人，他必须实在是一个弃绝世界的一个人。
It talks about a servant of the Lord have to reject the world.
他是一个不爱世界的人。
He does not love the world.
一方面我们看见好像他在王宫里面受那么好的一个栽培。
On the one hand, we see that he was educated well in the palace.
我们也看见他实在是有一颗侍奉神的一个心。
But also we see that he has a heart of serving the Lord.
但是我们知道世界所给他的训练不能成为他侍奉神的一个凭借。
But the worldly education cannot be his base to serve the Lord.
我们看见这样一个人他有学问有才干。
We see this person is well educated and talented.
并且他更宝贝的他更是有一个侍奉神的一个热忱。
And all the more that he has a heart to serve the Lord.
他更愿意付代价放弃世界上一切享受。
And he was willing to let go all the pleasure in this world.
放弃他美好的一个前途。
And rejects the good bright future.
但是我们看见这样的人仍然不能够侍奉神。
But you know that such a person still cannot serve the Lord.
这是神要让摩西所看见的。
So God opened his eye to see this point.
所以神必须给他另外一种的训练，把他摆在米甸的旷野里面。
God had to give him another training. God put him into the wilderness of Midian.
旷野呢是说到是一个隐藏的一种生活。
Wilderness speaks of a hidden life.
是一个孤单的一个生活。
It's a lonely life.
圣经没有告诉我们他到底在米甸40年到底遭遇了什么事情，到底发生了什么事情。
God didn't tell us what happened to him during these 40 years in wilderness.
也没有告诉我们神到底是怎样在这40年里面在他身上做工作。
He didn't tell us how God works in his life during these 40 years.
所以我们看见神在暗中对这个人预备，从他出来以后我们就看见那个预备是非常真实的。
But when he came out of the wilderness, we saw how solid his education is.
所以我想这个预备也是说在这个摩西这个人身上做一个对付的工作。
We know that God dealt with Moses.
所以我想这也是讲到一个侍奉神人他必须有一个隐藏的一个生活。
It speaks of a person who served the Lord had to have a hidden life.
或是说神在暗中在他身上的工作对付。
It talks about the dealing from the Lord in secret.
我们用一个新约话就是说十字架工作在这个人身上。
In New Testament terms, that means the work of the cross have to be in this person's life.
是别人所不知道的。
And nobody knew it.
到底神在他身上做什么工作？
Nobody knows how God works in this life.
我们看见主耶稣出来服事之前有30年的隐藏生活。
So we see that how before he came out to serve the Lord, he had this 40 years hidden life.
除了十二岁上圣殿那件事情，又圣经没有记载任何一件事情。
We know the Lord Jesus, the Bible only mentioned that when he was 12 years old, he went to Jerusalem, but other than that, nothing was recorded.
所以是默默无声在那里过30年。
He was silent and in secret for 30 years.
我们看保罗，他在大马士得救以后，也曾经到亚拉伯旷野。
We also know after Saul was converted, he spentimes in the wilderness.
然后他才又回到大马士去。
And then he came back to Damascus.
那三年圣经没有告诉我们说发生了什么事情。
Bible didn't tell us three years spent in the wilderness, what happened to him.
但是我们却知道在这个隐藏人所不知道的生活里面神在他们身上有一个很实在的工作。
But during these hidden years, God works mightily, solidly in their life.
所以我们看见当他们出来的时候这个人不一样了。
So when they come out of their hidden life, they are changed.
这个人改变了。
They changed.
所以弟兄姊妹，神有时候在我们暗中在我们身上的工作。
So God often works in us in secret.
在我们身上一个十字架的对付。
He works his cross in our life.
或是说我们在隐藏里面有一些学习，有一些经历。
So that we can experience him, can learn something from him.
不需要让人知道的。
And nobody need to know about them.
到底神到底我们在神面前有什么样的学习，有什么样的经历？
What we learn from God.
这是我们和神之间的关系。
It's between God and us.
不需要告诉别人。
Nobody else need to learn or know.
我们是不是曾经是像摩西在米甸的旷野里面有一段的这样的时间？
Are we like Moses spending time in wilderness?
那是当一个人要出来服事的时候，我们看见这个人是怎样情形，我们就知道。
But when this person starts to serve the Lord, from his life, we see what happened.
我们看见这个人是对服事的态度是不是有一个极大的一个转变。
We see how much change that he has toward serving the Lord.
若是像摩西这样有一个极大的转变，他原来觉得他可以来服侍神。
We see that how much change that we can see in Moses' life.
但是我们看见，当他出来的时候，他发觉他什么都不行。
He originally thought he can do something for the Lord, but he came out of the wilderness. He thought that he could not do anything for the Lord.
我们就知道这个人一定是在旷野待过的人。
We know immediately this person spent time in the wilderness.
若是一个人他出来要服侍的时候
，If we saw a person who wants to serve the Lord,
我们看见他对他自己非常有自信，非常有把握。
If he had this self-evidence, a self-confidence in himself,
我们感觉他觉得好像他可以付很多代价来服侍神，来跟随神。
He may think he can pay great price to serve the Lord.
我们就知道这个人从来没有在米甸旷野待过。
We know that this person never spent time in the wilderness of Midian.
神在他身上没有什么工作。
God does not have his work in his life.
所以神必须把摩西摆在旷野里面，给他有另外一方面的训练，这是世界，不是世界给他的训练。
So God have to put him in the wilderness to train him in different way, which the world cannot offer.
但是我们看见，当他从旷野出来的时候，神还不能够来使用他。
But we also see that when he came out of the wilderness, God still cannot use him yet.
我想那些经历都是非常需要、非常宝贵的。
All this experience that he had are very precious.
也是每一个侍奉神所该有的经历。
And everyone who serves the Lord need to have those experiences.
但是不是有这些经历就能够成为神使用的一个人。
But with this experience, God cannot still use that person.
所以我们看见就有出埃及记第三章摩西所看见的异象。
He still need to see, like in chapter 3, that he had to see the vision.
就说这个有要侍奉神的人，他必须是一个有异象的一个人。
A person who serves the Lord have to have vision.
因为这个异象要成为他侍奉的一个方向。
Because the vision will direct his service.
成为他侍奉的一个动力。
Become his power.
这个异象也要约束他的侍奉。
Also, the vision will restrain him.
我想异象我们也听了非常多。
We heard a lot about vision.
我想简单的说，什么是异象呢？
Simply put, what is vision?
我想异象就是一个属灵的看见。
The vision is spiritual insight.
我想英文讲说 vision 就是眼睛看见的。
In English, word vision means you see it with your eyes.
那这个看见到底是看见什么呢？
What do you see?
不是看见一些奇怪的景象。
It's not to see a phenomenon.
不是看见工作。
It's not to see works.
因为看见，当他看完这个异象以后，后面才有神的工作托在他身上。
Because he had to see the vision first, and then followed by the works.
他摩西这个异象看见了什么呢
？So what did Moses really see in the vision?
我说就是一个属灵的看见。
We can simply put it a spiritual vision.
就是看见主，看见神自己。
That is, he saw the Lord.God himself.
这就是一个异象。
This is vision.
我们常听到有些福音朋友，我们说你听福音听那么久，你应该可以相信，可以接受了。
We often ask a gospel friend, you've been heard gospel many times. Now you can believe it in him.
他们常说，我实在真是信不来。若是让我看见神的话，我一定是相信的。
And they also respond that I still cannot believe it, but if I can see God, then I will believe.
我想这一句话原则上是对的。
You know, on principle, what they say is correct.
一个人若是没有看见主、看见神，他怎么相信呢？
Because if a person cannot see the Lord, how can he believe?
因着他没有看见，说明他仍然是在一个黑暗里面，是一个没有得救的人。
Because he did not see it yet, so he still lives in darkness.
因着在黑暗里面，他不肯来相信主。
Because he's still in darkness, he cannot believe in the Lord.
有一天他看见了。
But one day, he sees.
他眼睛被打开了。
His eyes is open.
自然而然他就相信主，接受主了。
Very naturally, he will believe in the Lord and accept the Lord.
但是我们知道这个看见不是一个肉眼的看见。
We know this seeing is not the physical seeing.
也许他们观念里面认为说，若是我肉眼看见主的话，我一定是相信的。
Maybe they thought that if they can see the Lord with the physical eyes, they can believe.
但是我们知道这个看见乃是心里面的眼睛的看见。
But we know that this sight is the sight from our heart.
所以保罗告诉我们说，那些不信的人呢，为什么他们不能够相信呢？
The Paul tells us why people cannot believe.
因为他们是被世界神弄瞎心眼。
Paul tells us because the God of the world has blinded their mind.
不叫基督荣耀福音光照他们。
So they cannot see the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ.
所以一个人信了耶稣，比方说这个人已经看见了，看见主了。
So we can see that a person believing the Lord is the person who saw the Lord.
但是我们知道这个看见仍然只是一个初步的。
But we also know this seeing the Lord is the first step.
我们要对主有一个更深的看见认识。
We need to see him deeper sense.
所以这个就是保罗在以弗所书里面的祷告。
This is what Paul prayed in Ephesians.
将那启示智慧赐给我们。
That God will grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真知道他。
So we may truly know him.
这是一个真正的看见。
This is a true seeing.
这是一个真正认识主的一个人。
This is a true insight from a person who knows the Lord.
这是一个有意象的人。
This person has vision.
所以一个侍奉神的人，神还要让他有意象，他才能来侍奉。
For those who want to serve the Lord, God must give him the vision to serve him.
因为这个意象就成为他的一个侍奉的一个目标。
Because that vision will become the purpose of his service.
所以我们看见当摩西在那里看见这个大意象的时候，
So we see that when Moses saw this great vision,
他看见有火烧在荆棘的上面，
He saw the fire burning, consuming the bush.
但是荆棘却没有被烧毁。
But bush is not burned up.
那这个意象所要表明的是什么呢？
What the vision tried to convey?
我们看见摩西在这里看见有火焰。
We see that Moses saw the flames.
什么是火焰？
What is the flame?
刚刚读到希伯来书告诉我们说神就是烈火。
We just read in the Hebrews that God is consuming fire.
因为摩西在这里看见神的自己。
So Moses here, he saw God himself.
神用火焰来表明神是怎样一位神。
God used flame, fire to represent who he is.
我们看见火焰这个字呢，第一次出现乃是在出埃及记第三章。
You know that the flaming fire first occurred in the Bible in the Exodus chapter 3.
当人犯罪以后被赶出伊甸园。
When,
人犯罪被赶出伊甸园。
When Adam sinned and was driven out of the Garden of Eden.
神在伊甸园东边安设有基路伯。
And God set in the east of the garden, cherubim.
有四面转动花火焰的剑。
And there's a flaming sword, there.
在那把守生命树的道路。
To keep the path to the tree of the life.
在那我们看见有基路伯说到神的一个荣耀。
Over there we saw cherubim. It speaks of God's glory.
我们看见那有火焰有剑。
We saw there's flames and sword.
剑乃是说到一个公义。
So means God's righteousness.
因为他们是在那些在上掌权，他是配着剑在那里做一个赏罚的一个工作。
Because Bible says those in authority they bear swords to exercise righteousness.
那里有火焰，说到神的圣洁。
And also see the flames. It talk about God's holiness.
所以当人犯罪以后，人不能够进到伊甸园，来到神面前。
So once a person sins, he cannot approach the Garden of Eden.
那里有神的荣耀，有神的圣洁，有神的公义。
Because there's God's glory, God's righteousness, God's holiness.
所以火焰乃是说到神是一位圣洁的神。
So flaming fire speaks of God is holy God.
所以神让摩西看见这个异象啊，是要让他认识他所要侍奉的神是一个圣洁的神。
So God wants him to see in the vision that God is holy God.
他要侍奉的时候必须存一个敬畏的心来侍奉这位神。
He served the Lord, and he must have this reverence in his heart to serve the Lord.
这个圣洁，这个火就会让人产生一个敬畏，一个惧怕的心。
Because flaming fire, this burning fire, caused people to fear.
所以弟兄姊妹，当人要侍奉神的时候，神要让他看见神是一个可畏的。
So when a person starts to serve the Lord, God wants him to see that God is fearsome God.
是要可怕的。
God is, God we need to fear.
当然有这样认识的时候，他才知道怎么样来侍奉神。
So when he had this knowledge, then he knows how to serve the Lord.
所以诗篇第二篇告诉我们说，要存一个畏惧的心来侍奉耶和华。
So in the Psalm 2, that it tells us we should serve the Lord with fear.
当然看见所侍奉神是这样一个可畏的神，他侍奉他才会谨慎。
So when we see the Lord is so awesome, so fearful, then when we serve him, we serve with the caution.
我们看见当神在火中降临在西乃山的时候，
When God descended from heaven on the Mount Sinai,
那是一个可怕的一个景象。
It was very awesome sight.
百姓不能进前来，百姓真的恐惧战惊。
People feared and they could not approach the mountain.
神也在吩咐说，在山的四围要定个界限。
And God also told Moses to set the limits around this mountain.
叫山成圣。
So that he will set this whole mountain holy.
因着神降临在那里，那一座西乃山就成为圣山。
Because God has descended on that mountain, so that mountain become holy.
所以当神在显出他的威严，显出他圣洁的时候，人里面产生一个惧怕的心。
So when God shows forth his magnificence, his awesome power, people will have fear in their heart.
弟兄姊妹，今天许多时候我们侍奉的时候，没有认识神是一个可畏，是一个圣洁的神。
Today when we serve the Lord, we don't see God as God to be feared.
人在侍奉的时候，好像把一些事情当作一个普通的事物来做。
They treat the things as common.
有时候那些事好像还比不上做世界上许许多的事情。
And when we handle these matters, it's not even worthy in this worldly standard.
所以有时候在侍奉的时候，说到一个地步，我们说啊，没有负担了，我就不做了呀。
So during the service meeting, we always say, you know, I don't have a burden, I don't want to do that.
遇到一些不愉快的事情，工作就放下了。
If I don't feel like doing it, I just give it up.
就不见了。
And just whole matters disappeared.
好像非常轻松，容易就把它摆掉了呀。
We just let it go and give it up so easily.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为没有看见这个异象。
Because we didn't see this vision.
没有看见他所侍奉神是一个可畏的神，是一个圣洁的神。
Because he didn't see the God he served is God to be feared, is a holy God.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天普遍的一个光景。
So this is a very common phenomenon in this world.
所以为什么箴言书告诉我们说，若是没有异象，民就放肆。
That's why in the prophet says, where there is no vision, people cast off restraints.
为什么是放肆呢？放肆就是随便无所谓。
What does it mean by casting off restraints? That means they do whatever they want.
要做就做，不做也随时都可以摆下来。
They do it when they feel like doing it. They don't want to do it when they don't feel like doing it.
要做的时候就随自己意识在那做。
So when they do it, they also do it according to their own heart.
不受什么约束。
They are not restrained.
我想简单的说，就是因为没有这个意象。
Simply put it, because they didn't see the vision.
没有这个一个属灵的一个看见。
They didn't see, they didn't have the spiritual insight.
有时候我想到我们许多服事，实在觉得有时候非常难过。
Oftentimes, when I think of a lot of service, I feel very sad.
为什么觉得许多时候我们侍奉那么放松无所谓呢？
Why we serve the Lord in a so haphazard way?
事情做到一半，好像最后就不了了之，也不知道到底怎么回事。
We never see the things through to the end. We just give up in the middle.
侍奉有一个安排在那里，时间到了，人不见了，还不在。
Sometimes we ask people to be there for something, but when time comes, people still didn't show up.
为什么会这样子呢？
Why is this so?
因为没有意象。
Because there's no vision.
他把它当作一个宗教事物来看就是。
Because they treat it as religious activities.
有时候我们在外面公司做事，我想态度比这个好太多了。
But we actually show more, respect when we work in the worldly companies.
我们若是有事或是生病不来上班的话，一定会打个电话给老板。
When we are sick, we are not able to come to work. We always call our boss.
也不会说不吭气，就是这样子放自己放一天假。
We will never give us ourselves a day off without letting our boss know.
但是为什么我会打电话给老板呢？跟他请假呢？
Why do I need to call my boss to have a day off?
因为我们惧怕他。
Because we fear him.
因为我知道不能得罪他。
Because we know that we cannot sin against him.
因为得罪他，你工作就有问题。
Because if we offend him, then we'll have a problem in our work.
你的 工作上他可能就给你难处。
Because they may give you, he may give you trouble in your work.
因为你对他有个敬畏的心。
So you fear him.
所以你做起事情来战战兢兢的。
So when you work with cautions and trembling.
你知道这个老板是不可轻犯的。
So you know that you cannot offend your boss easily.
但是为什么服侍的时候好像很容易就是这样子放下工作呢？
By why we don't show the same respect when we serve the Lord?
因为没有一个真正属灵的看见。
Because we didn't have a true spiritual insight.
许多说神对我们来说不过是一个观念而已。
Many times God is simply an idea in our head.
神看不见摸不着。
Because we cannot see Him, we cannot touch Him.
我要做也可以，不做也可以，没有人可以管我。
So if I feel like it, I'll do it. If I don't feel like it, I don't do it.
但是公司的老板呢，很具体，他就在你面前。
But the boss at the company, he's right there.
你每天要面对他的。
You have to face with him every day.
所以你做的事情呢是非常尽心、非常竭力的，为讨他欢喜。
So when you work with the whole heart to please him.
所以这个为什么摩西神要把工作托付给摩西的时候，必须要让他看见所侍奉神是一个圣洁的神，是一个烈火。
So when God entrusts his work to Moses.He had to let Moses see who he is. He is the holy God.
这个意象才会约束摩西的侍奉。
Because this vision will restrain his service.
所以当神在那里对他说，这是圣地，你不可以前进来，往进前来。
So God said, "Where you're standing is holy ground. Don't come near to it."
你所在的地方是圣地。
Where you stand is holy ground.
弟兄姊妹，圣地在哪里？
Where is holy ground?
圣地不是在耶路撒冷。
It's not in Jerusalem.
今天有很多人到耶路撒冷去朝圣。
A lot of people take a pilgrimage to Jerusalem.
好像讲观光不太好意思，就说我们去朝圣。
They will not say they want to have a tour in Jerusalem. They say we want to take a pilgrimage.
弟兄姊妹，什么是圣地？
Dear brothers, what is holy ground?
圣地乃是神所在的地方，那就是圣地。
Holy ground is where God is.
因为神是圣的，那个地方就成为圣了。
Because God is holy, so where He is becomes holy.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天所站的地位是什么呢？
So where we stand.
我们所站侍奉的地位就是圣地。
Where we stand in our service.
圣地在哪里？
It is holy ground.
圣地乃是在神的教会。
Holy ground is in God's church.
神的同在的地方。
Where God is with us.
那就是圣地。
That is holy ground.
弟兄姊妹，若是真是看见教会的本质，
If we really see the nature of the church,
我们来到侍奉的地位上的时候，我们就知道这是圣地。
Then we will know that when we serve in the holy ground.
这不是一个世俗的地方。
It's not the worldly place.
这是神所分别为圣出来一般人。
It is a place that where God set apart a group of people.
神在这里。
God is here.
神要得到人的尊重。
God want to gain your respect.
人在这里要侍奉神。
God want people to serve him here.
所以神说你要脱下鞋子。
That's why God said, remove your sandals from your feet.
弟兄姊妹，每一次来到圣地的时候，那是一个非常严肃的事情。
Whenever you come to the holy ground, it is a serious manner.
我们看见那些异教，那些其他宗教。
When we see other religions,
特别我们看见有时候在电视上看见那些回教徒。
Especially Muslims.
他们来到他们的清真寺，他们是非常慎重的。
When they come to their temple, they are very serious.
他们知道那是一个神圣的地方。
Because they know that for them, it is holy ground for them.
他们不仅要脱鞋，他们要全身俯伏在地上。
Not only they need to remove their sandals, they also need to bow all the way down to the earth.
我们知道他们不过是敬拜那些假神的偶像而已。
Even though we know they are worshiping the false god idols.
他们那些异教的人，他们还有这个心态，还有这个态度。
But those religious, other religious people, they have this fear in their heart.
但是我们这些侍奉永生真神的人，我们更不是应该脱鞋吗？
But those of us who serve a true living God, shouldn't we remove our sandals more?
但是今天多少人看见这是圣地，这是神的所在？
But how many of us see this is a holy ground where God is?
多少人在这里把鞋子脱下来？
How many of you remove your sandals here?
什么是脱鞋？
What do you mean by removing the sandals?
我们知道鞋子和地上接触的所在。
We know that sandal is a place where you touch the ground.
但是当我们来侍奉神的时候，我们不能把世俗的东西带到侍奉里面。
It means that we cannot bring earthly matters into the church.
我们不能把那属灵的东西带到教会里面来。属灵的东西，哎，世界的东西。
We cannot bring worldly things into the church.
什么是圣？什么是俗呢
？What is holy? What is common?
圣就是非凡的。
Holy means different.
圣就是独特的。
Holy means unique.
俗呢就是普普通通的。
Common means, common.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见我们神是独特的，我们神是非凡的。
We have to see our God is unique. God is different.
在神之外，所有事物都是平凡的。
Everything aside from the Lord is common.
都是俗的。
All is regular.
所以当一个人来到神的面前，来到神的所在的地方，要看见在这个侍奉里面是一个圣地。
So when we serve the Lord, we have to see in our service, we're standing on the holy ground.
一个人若是在这里不脱鞋的话，在那里就要得罪神。
If you don't remove your sandals, you sin against God.
所以何西阿先知告诉我们。
That's why Prophet Hosea tells us,
他说祭司呢，越发增多呢，罪恶更发得罪我。
The more they multiply, the more they sin against me.
用什么？祭司越多，服侍的人越多，不是更好吗
？You see, if a priest multiplies, that means that more people can serve the Lord. Isn't that the good thing?
我们今天盼望所有神的儿女都是一个祭司，都成为一个侍奉神的人。
We hope that everyone can become priest to serve the Lord.
但是先知却告诉我们说，侍奉神越多，反而更多得罪神。
But the Bible tells us that the more people serve the Lord, the more we sin against God.
因为他们在侍奉神的时候，不论是神是圣洁，是烈火，是可怕的。
Because when they serve the Lord, they don't see God as God to be feared.
他们随意在那侍奉。
They serve based on their own desire.
他们没有属灵的知识，照着神的心意在侍奉神。
They do not have spiritual knowledge. They don't serve the Lord according to God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们盼望有更多弟兄姊妹在那服侍的时候
，So, brother and sister, when we hope that there are more brother and sister serve the Lord,
我们必须让弟兄姊妹知道神是可畏的。
We have to let them know that God is God to be feared.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
若不是这样认识的话，我们越侍奉呢，罪恶更越多。
Otherwise, the more we serve, the more we sin against God.
我们得罪神更多。
And we sin against Him more.
少侍奉神的人越少得罪神少一点。
So fewer people serve the Lord, actually we sin against God less.
甚至又在那说，以法莲增添那个祭坛呢，取罪。
And prophet keep on telling us that Ephraim has multiplied altars for sin.
祭坛使他们犯罪。
And the altars make them sin.
祭坛是什么？
What is altar?
祭坛是一个奉献，是一个侍奉。
Altar is a place to make sacrifice.
我们巴不得每一个人都在那里把自己奉献给神，把我们更多事物奉献给神。
We wish that everyone, the more people serve God, offering themselves as sacrifice to the Lord.
我们盼望每一个人都有祭坛在那里。
We hope that everyone has an altar there.
但是圣经告诉我们说，神的百姓在那边筑更多祭坛的时候，反而取更多的罪。
But Bible tells us the more altar they build, the more sin they commit.
他们越多奉献给神呢，越得罪神。
The more they offer the sacrifices, the more they sin against God.
为什么？因为他们所奉献的。
Why? Because what they offer
是不是神所要的
？Is not what God wants.
他们把那些残缺的、牲畜的奉献给神。
They offer those animals with defect.
把那些他们不要的东西呢，奉献给神。
They offer to God what they don't want.
不奉献还好，越奉献呢，越惹神的愤怒。
So it's better for them not to offer anything to the Lord. The more they offer, the more God is mad at them.
因为当他奉献的时候，他不知道他所奉献的对象，这位神是一个尊贵，是一个圣洁，是一个可畏的神。
Because when they offer sacrifice, they didn't know that God is God to be feared and is holy God.
他以为什么东西都可以带到神面前来。
They thought that they can bring anything to the Lord.
什么东西神都会接纳的。
And God will accept anything.
我想这样奉献呢是冒犯了神。
So in such a way, they offend God.
我们看见今天地上人与人之间来往的时候
You know, we talk about the earthly matter when people have social together.
刚刚弟兄提到那个最近那个台湾那个连战跟胡锦涛的一个相会。
Earlier, before our brother mentioned that the meeting between chairman who China leader of China and the leader in Taiwan.
他们彼此见面的时候，他们要送礼物。
When they meet, they need to give each other gift.
我们看见他们要送礼物的时候，都是想尽办法能够送那个最好的、最有意义、最有价值的。
We can see how they investing a lot of time and effort to prepare a gift that's worthy for their guests.
因为他们知道彼此的身份是很特别，是不一样的。
Because they know who their guest is.
他们的生物都是非在人眼光当中是非常尊贵、非常有分量的一般人。
Because their guests are noble guests.
他们不能随便在沃尔玛就买个礼物就拿过去送给他。They
cannot just buy a gift from Walmart and give it to their guests.
都要找到最有名的画家、最有名的雕刻家，送最好的那个礼物来给对方，是不是？
They have to prepare the best artifacts to give to the other.
弟兄姊妹，来到神的面前，知道这是圣地。
Dear brothers, when we come to the Lord, we have to know this is holy ground.
要脱下鞋。
We need to remove our sandals.
脱下鞋还有另外一个意义。
That's another meaning in removing the sandals.
我想脱下鞋的时候呢，你走路起来就非常小心，非常谨慎。
Because once you remove your sandals, when you walk with caution.
走路也没有声音。
And it does not make a lot of noise.
当你穿上鞋子的时候，你可以到处跑，到处什么地方都可以去。
When you have your sandals on, then you can go any place, anywhere.
走起路来，人还没有到，声已经到了。
And when you walk, before the person show up, you always hear the sound.
但是你若是脱下鞋子呢？
But once you remove your sandals,
可能你的走路范围就非常有限，可能就是在家里的里面。
Then that where you go is very limited, maybe just within your house.
你就受了限制,
you are limited.
你不能走到外面去到处跑。
You cannot go outside and running around.
也许你要到外面捡个报纸，没有穿鞋子，你可能就慢慢走过去拿报纸。
If you want to pick up your newspaper without shoes on, then you walk very slowly and carefully.
你怕你脚踩到刺受了伤。
Because you are afraid of stepping on the sharp objects.
你非常谨慎小心在走路。
So you walk very carefully.
所以当摩西站在那个圣地的时候，他来到神面前，他走起路来是非常谨慎他的脚步的。
So it talks about when he approached God, he approached in a very careful manner.
是没有声音的。
It's without any noise.
他知道神是可畏的。
Because he knows that God is God to be feared.
弟兄姊妹，当我们侍奉的时候，我们也需要这样的认识。
So when we serve the Lord, we have to have this knowledge.
但是我们看见今天多少神儿女在侍奉的时候，穿着鞋子蹦蹦跳。
But now we see children of God serve the Lord with the shoes on and jumping around all over the place.
他不知道这是圣地，这是神的所在。
Because they don't know this is a holy ground, this is where God is.
他可以随意走路，可以随意来往。
And they can walk around everywhere they want.
我记得在读大学的时候。
I remember when I was in college.
我想巴不得我们年轻的弟兄姊妹从年轻的时候就要学习有个敬畏神的心。
I wish that young people you learn how to serve the Lord with the correct attitude.
你来聚会来到聚会里面，你要真是要脱下鞋，要慢慢走路。
When you are in the church, you really need to walk slowly.
你要谨慎你的脚步。
You need to walk carefully.
记得在读大学的时候，我想。 那时候也是20出头一点而已。
When I was in college, I was in the early 20.
我们擘饼聚会是晚上的。
We break bread at night.
所以早上聚完会，中午回去以后。
So in the morning, after the meeting, we went home.
晚上来参加擘饼聚会。
And at night, we come back for the breaking bread.
虽然那时候我们年纪很轻。
Though at the time, we were very young.
但是每次来到聚会以后，我们进去的时候，真是放轻脚步啊。
But whenever we went into the meeting, we slowed down.
坐下来的时候，真是不敢惊动旁边的人。
When we sit down, we dare not to disturb other people.
有时候没办法准时来，迟到的时候。
But sometimes we cannot be on time when we are late.
就是那个态度就要偷偷摸摸地的头赶快坐到后面。
We have to sneak in, you know, in secret.
都不敢动什么声色。
We don't want to make any noise, make any scenery.
有时候回想那一段的时候,
when I remember those old days,
也没有什么人教导我们要这样做。
Nobody told us we need to do this.
那时候信主两年多不到三年。
I just became a believer for about 2 years.
听到很少, 圣经也不熟悉。
We haven't heard enough sermons and we didn't read enough Bible either.
但是为什么来到聚会的时候总是觉得那是一个神圣的一个地方。
But whenever we came to the meeting, we felt that it is holy ground.
放轻我们的脚步。
We slowed down quite a bit.
但是你看今天一般普遍情形是怎么样呢?
But look around, what is common phenomenon here?
不要说聚会没办法准时。
Not only that we are late all the time for the meetings.
迟到的时候也是大大方方的就走进来了。
And when we are late, we just came in boldly.
好像一点没有什么感觉一样。
It seems like we don't feel anything in our heart.
弟兄姊妹, 我们对人的要求是没办法的。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot demand much from other people.
用律法约束人是没有办法的。
You cannot use the outside law to restrain another person.
那是旧约。
Because that was in the Old Testament.
圣经告诉我们是说旧约乃是把律法刻在石板上。
Because in Old Testament, God scribed, wrote His law in the tablet of stone.
新约乃是律法刻在我们心板上。
But in New Testament, God write His law in our heart.
所以从大到小不需要有人来教导说认识主。
So from old to young, nobody need to be taught anymore.
而是生命在里面自然会教导我们。
Because life in us will teach us.
所以虽然那一段时间信徒年纪非常短，属灵生命也非常幼嫩。
So even those old days, we were just beginners in our faith, and we don't know much about anything.
也没有人教导我们说这个可以做，那个不能做。
And nobody told us what we can do, what we cannot do.
但是生命在里面教导我们该怎样行。
But the new life in us taught us how to do.
生命在里面约束我们。
The life in us constrains us.
弟兄姊妹，除非我们有这样的看见。
Unless we see such a vision.
人要求我们做一些事情，虽然很简单，但是我们一定是做不到的。
When other people demand us to do something, we cannot achieve it.
你可以做一次，做两次。
You can do it once or twice.
你可以做一个礼拜，做两个礼拜。
Maybe you can perform it one week or another.
你没办法做一个月。
But you cannot continue, go on for a month.
只有眼睛被打开，看见这个异象。
Only when you see this vision with your open eyes.
你来到圣地，你就知道这里要脱下鞋子。
And you come to a holy ground, you need to remove your sandals.
在这个侍奉里面，不能把世界、把那些天然的东西带到侍奉的里面。
In serving the Lord, you cannot bring earthly things to the Lord.
因为神是可畏的。
Because God is God to be feared.
所以佛头一方面讲到这是神的圣洁。
So fire, the first meaning is God is holy.
佛第二方面讲到这是神的审判。
Second meaning of fire is that it's God's judgment.
佛也是一种试炼。
And fire also means testing.
所以先知告诉我们说了，耶和华好像那个炼金之人的火。
So the prophet told us that God is like a refiner's fire.
就是把那些不是属于神的把它烧掉，把它除去。
So God will burn up everything that in us does not belong to Him.
在圣经里面一再看见火乃是神审判的一个方式。
And in the Old Testament, we see oftentimes that fire is the means God used to judge people.
从创世纪我们看见神从天上降下硫磺火烧灭索多玛、恶摩拉。
In Genesis, we saw that God sent down fire to burn up the Sodom and Gomorrah.
将来神要用火烧毁这个全地。
And in the future days, God will send down the fire to burn up everything in the earth.
所以彼得告诉我们说，在主来的日子。
So Peter tells us, when God comes, when the Lord comes.
有形质的都要被火消化。
All the elements. of the world will be consumed.
地上和地上所有的都要被烧毁。
Everything on earth and heaven will be burned up.
因着那日是如此。
Because the day is so awesome.
所以他说你们为人该怎样圣洁敬畏。
How you should walk in fear.
所以我们看见活跟敬畏跟圣洁又连在一起。
So you see how the Bible connects the fire with the fear and reverence.
那是说当一个人来到神面前侍奉，若不是用个圣洁敬畏的心来侍奉所，在那里就有神的审判。
So when a person comes to the Lord and serve him without reverence and holiness, he will be met with judgment.
我们看见最后最大的火就乃是那个火湖的火。
We know that finally that the biggest fire we see is the fire of the lake of fire.
那里的火是永远不熄灭的。
The fire will never die out.
所以一个没有意象的人，神告诉我们说，民就放肆。
So the Bible tells us, where there's no vision, people cast off restraint.
放肆原文就是毁灭。
The casting off restraints, in another word, is destroyed.
所以一个人要侍奉神，若是没有意象的话，他所带一个结果就是毁灭，就是神的审判。
Because if a person who serves the Lord without vision, in the end, he'll bring himself of destruction.
因为有一天，保告诉我们说，有一天所有工作也要经过火的试炼，经过火的审判。
And Paul also tells us all the works have to go through fire.
那些不是属于神，那些草木禾秸都要被烧毁掉。
All the things that do not belong to the Lord, those stubbles will be burned up.
只有出神的那些金银宝石才能存留得住。
Only those things that come from the Lord, the silver and gold, will remain.
这个就是为什么当摩西要服侍神的时候，神必须那先看见这个大异象。
That's why, right before Moses can serve the Lord,God have to let him see this vision.
必须要让他看见他所侍奉神，他是怎样的神。
He has to see that the God whom he serves is what kind of God he is.
他是圣洁，他是烈火。
He is holy and he is consuming fire.
我们要敬畏他，我们要惧怕他。
We must fear him.
不然所带来的结果是非常可怕的一个结果，
就
是神的审判，就是灭亡。
Otherwise, we'll be met with the judgment and destruction.
所以一个要侍奉神的人，神还必须要让他有这样属灵的看见认识。
So that those who serve the Lord, God have to let them see this spiritual insight.
一个没有属灵意象的人，他是没有办法侍奉神的。
A person who does not see the spiritual insight cannot serve the Lord.
我们感谢神在这里，摩西不仅看见有火焰。
But thank God that Moses not only see the flame.
他在这里又看见有荆棘。
Also, he saw the bush.
荆棘乃是人犯罪堕落以后，神的咒诅临到这个地上。
We know that thorn bush came from, the curse from the God.
地里所结出来的东西。
After this, that the ground began to grow this thorn bush.
所以荆棘乃是咒诅所带来一个结果。
So the thorn bush is a result of the curse.
是说到一个罪的一个结果，出来一个天然败坏的一个生命。
It talks about the natural life, the condemned life.
所以摩西在这里不仅看见神是圣洁的烈火。
So here, Moses not only see that God is consuming fire, but
神也要让他看见荆棘。
He also see the thorny bush.
看见他就是像荆棘。
So that he can see that himself is as thorn bush.
在我们里面一点良善都没有。
That in our flesh, nothing good resides.
我们的天性只能够当作火湖的材料。
By our nature, we are the material for the fire.
所以我们看见当以赛亚看见那个异象的时候。
So when Isaiah saw the vision.
他说圣哉圣哉。耶和华的荣光充满了全地。
Just holy, 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 and the whole earth is filled with the glory of God.
他不仅站来看见坐在宝座上那个主是一个圣圣的神，圣洁的神。
Not only he saw the God who sit on the throne is God of holy.
他在那里呼喊着说祸啊，有祸灾，祸灾。
But also he cried out that, "Oh, woe to me!"
我是一个嘴唇不解的人，又住在嘴唇不解的民中。
Said I'm ruined because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among the people of unclean lips.
他看见他是一个极其败坏的一个人。
He saw himself as a ruined man.
我想这个异象也就是保罗所看见同样异象。
And Paul saw the same vision.
我们说保罗他所看见异象是什么呢？
So we ask, what vision did Paul saw?
保罗在大马路上有那个大光照在他身上。
We know that on the way to Damascus that there's a great light shone upon Paul.
他不仅在那看见主向他显现,
he not only saw Lord Jesus appear to him, also he sees God's church.
看见这些蒙恩的人和主是连在一起,
and he saw that those who are saved are connected to the Lord.
我想那个意义那个原则就和摩西这里所看见的是一样。
That the meaning and the significance of what he saw is the same as what Moses see.
要看见神和自己是怎样一种人，是怎样一位人。
And he had to see not only God, but also himself.
弟兄姊妹，感谢神在这里有火焰，有荆棘。
Thank God here we saw the flaming fire, also see the thorn bush.
很奇妙，这个火没有把荆棘烧毁掉。
Strangely, the fire did not consume thorn bush.
弟兄姊妹，这里就讲到，这是一个奇妙的一个救恩，奇妙的一个福音。
It tells us about amazing grace, amazing gospel.
我们这些人就是荆棘。
We are thorn bush.
今天圣洁火、圣洁神临到我们身上的时候，却没有把我们这些人烧毁掉。
When the Holy God comes to us, we are not consumed.
火跟荆棘能够合在一起，能够住在一起。
Fire and thorn bush can be put together.
弟兄姊妹，这就是福音。This
is what gospel is.
所以《生命记》告诉我们说呢，神要住在那个荆棘的当中。
So in Deuteronomy it tells us God will live in among the thorn bushes.
因着神恩典临到我们身上，我们这些人像荆棘的人，主因着主的宝血赦免，神的生命就能够住在我们里面。
Because God's grace, those of us we are thorn bush, but God can live in us.
没有把我们毁坏掉。
And we will not consume and burn up.
弟兄姊妹，这就是恩典，这个就是福音。
This is a grace, this is a gospel.
我们感谢神，这个异象让我们看见神实在是一个可畏的神。
Thank God that this vision tells us God is God to be feared.
这样一个可畏的神，不洁的人怎么能够来侍奉他呢？ 不洁的人怎么会来侍奉他？ 不圣洁的人。
How an ungodly person, unholy person can serve this holy God.
但是在这里荆棘说明我们这些人可以来侍奉他。The
thorn bush vision tells us that we can still come to him and serve him.
因为在这里有主耶稣基督的救赎。Because
there's a salvation of Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常想起你弟兄所写的主爱长阔高深。We
often think of what Brother Nee wrote in a hymn, how great is God's love?
主爱长阔以高深。
What a breadth, depth, and height, and
我实在不能彻透。
We cannot fathom.
不然像我这样的罪人，怎能蒙恩者？
Otherwise, a sinner like me, how can we be saved?
弟兄姊妹，若是我们真是像摩西看见这样异象。
Dear sisters, if we see the same vision that as Moses saw,
我们感谢他。
We'll thank him.
他要我们来侍奉他。
He wants us to serve him.
他拯救我们就是要侍奉他。
The reason he saved us is for us to serve him.
但是我们怎么样侍奉他呢？
But how do we serve him?
所以路加福音告诉我们说，他把我们从仇敌的权势里面拯救出来。
So in the book of Luke, it tells us that he delivers us from the hands of enemy.
就是用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
So that we can serve him in holiness, in righteousness.
因为他是圣洁的神，他是公义的神。
Because he is righteous God, he is a holy God.
只有一个人用圣洁公义来侍奉神，才能够讨神的欢喜。
The person who served the Lord with the holiness and godliness, then he will be accepted by the Lord.
一个人必须先有这个意向，他后面才有神的工作，神的托付。
He has to see the vision, then he will receive works from the Lord.
我们看见保罗经历也是这样子。
We see how Paul experienced the same thing.
当他看见从天上的意象的时候，
When he saw the vision from heaven,
他先问主说你是谁。
First thing he asked is, Lord, who are you?
主耶稣说，我就是你所逼迫的那个拿撒勒耶稣。
And Lord Jesus says, I'm the one, I'm Jesus whom you persecuted.
保罗必须要先认识这位向他显现的主，他到底是谁。
Paul have to first know who the Lord is who appeared to him.
他必须对主有一个认识。
He had to come to the knowledge of him.
他常说，主啊，我当做什么。
And then he followed by, what should I do?
底下才有工作。
What he need to do is follow.
一个人若是没有先认识主是谁。
If a person does not know who the Lord is,
他就没有工作。
He does not have work from God.
从前摩西在那里好像也要侍奉神。
In the past, Moses intended to serve the Lord.
但是他工作是他自己的工作，不是神的工作。
But he's intended to serve the Lord with his own work.
我们看见当摩西在这里看见这个异象以后。
But after Moses saw this vision,
神就把他自己心中所要工作的启示给摩西。
God put what he wants to accomplish through Moses and give it to Moses.
神把他心中的负担告诉摩西。
God told Moses what is in his heart.
这就是神的工作。
This is God's true work.
弟兄姊妹，我们常说，到底什么是人的工作，什么是神的工作？
We often ask, what is the work of man? What is the work of God?
神的工作就是从神而来的。
Work of God is work from God.
是神心中的一个负担。
It is come from his own heart.
这个负担乃是神在地上所要完成的。
It is work that God wants to accomplish on earth.
从前摩西在那里要救他的弟兄是他自己的负担。
Before he wants to save his own brother, that's come from his own heart.
结果在那里出了问题。
And he made a mistake there.
神也把他摆在一边。
And God put him aside.
但是现在神要他做工作呢，是神自己里面的负担。
Now God wants him to work the work that is from God's own heart.
神下来就是要拯救这些苦难的百姓。
God came down to save these miserable people.
所以当摩西看见这个异象以后，神才打发他到法老王那里去。
Only after Moses saw this vision, God began to send him out to save his people.
一个没有这样异象的人，不可能有神的工作。
If you don't see vision, you do not have God's work.
不可能有神的托付。
Let alone God's entrusting.
因为他不知道神要做什么。
Because he didn't know what God really wants.
他不知道神里面的负担是什么。
Because he never reached God's heart.
除非一个人先在神的山上，在那里看见了异象。
He has to be brought to the mountain of God and see the vision.
他先要看见他所要侍奉的这位神是一个圣洁的神。
He had to see that God whom he served is holy God.
当他去侍奉的时候，他才会存一个敬畏的心来侍奉。
Only then, when he served the Lord, he was served with the fear.
他站在了侍奉的地位上的时候，他知道这是神圣的地方。
So he knows where he stands. It is holy ground.
他要脱下鞋子来。
And he will remove his sandal.
那么在那里，我们看见神的启示就出来了。
And there and then we see the revelation of God.
弟兄姊妹，每一个人需要像摩西有这样的经历。
Every one of us need to have the same experience as Moses had.
每一个人今天都是站在这个侍奉的地位上。
Because everybody stands on the ground to serve the Lord.
我们需要神开我们里面的眼睛。
We need God to open our eyes.
若是神开我们的眼睛。
Once He opened our eyes.
今天不需要人要求我们规定我们怎么样。
Nobody need to tell us what to do.
我们该知道如何行在神的家里面。
We know how we should do in the house of God.
我们该知道如何来聚会。
And we know how we should meet.
如何在聚会当中该有怎么一个表现。
And how we behave during the meeting.
因为圣灵，神的生命在里面会指教我们。
Because God's life and Holy Spirit will teach us in our heart.
若是需要有人常常在外面来教导我们。
But if we need other people constantly remind us, teach us.
不错，我们需要彼此劝勉，彼此教导。
Yes, on the one hand, that we need to be reminded and we need to be taught.
但是在这个劝勉教导里面，我们里面必须有这样看见。
But we have to have this insight first in our heart.
不然那个是成为一个律法，成为捆绑。
Otherwise, all this outside teaching becomes a law and becomes a bondage.
我们永远没有办法凭自己满足神律法要求。
And we'll never be able to satisfy God. In doing the law.
只有我们里面眼睛被打开。
Only when our eyes are open.
只有神的恩典临到我们身上。
Only after God's grace come upon us.
只有这个恩典让我们答应神的要求。
This grace will enable us to answer God's demand.
我们在那里就能够听见神说这是圣地。
And we'll hear God says to us,
"This is the holy ground." 把你的脚上鞋子脱下。
Remove your sandal from your feet.
我们就知道在这里，我们每一个脚步都是非常谨慎的。
And every step we take, we take it very carefully.
因为这实在是一个非常严肃的一个服事。
Because the service is a very serious matter.
所以你们要存着敬畏的心侍奉神。
So we need to serve the Lord with the fear.
因为神是烈火。
Because God is holy fire.
巴不得摩西的意象成为每一个人的意象。
So I pray that the vision of Moses becomes a vision of ours.
我们每一个人都要看见这个意象，看见神自己。
We all need to see this vision, see God Himself.
也看见我们在神面前原来本性是怎样。
And also see the true nature of our own.
但是我们感谢神，在这里火没有把荆棘烧毁掉。
But thank God that the fire does not consume the thorn bush.
这是奇妙的恩典，这是一个恩典的保守。
This is a preservation of God's grace.
让我们还能够侍立在神面前侍奉他。
So enable us to stand before Him to serve Him.
求主恩待我们。
May God be gracious to us.
巴不得每一个人都有这样看见意象。
May everybody's eyes open to see the vision.
好像我们在侍奉里面也能用个敬畏的态度来侍奉。
So we serve God with fear.
我讲到这里，我请弟兄们做些祈祷。
We ask our brother to pray for us.
好，我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.